بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Okay, so what we're going to be doing today, inshallah, is the following. We are going to be going through the tutorial handout that Ustad Asami had prepared and had posted on the portal. Okay. Now, the tutorial handout is basically a Quran study handout, a bunch of ayat. Ayat that talk about Asma al-Khamsa, one, and part two is passive fail. Passive fail, as I mentioned in the lecture on Thursday, we haven't fully finished the study of passive fail just yet, because passive fail, there's an element to it that about outside door and whatnot that we haven't completed, but we will get to that inshallah a little bit today and more of it in the next tutorial inshallah. But in the meantime, let us quickly do a couple of quick drills, shall we? Right, we'll call it like some warm up drills and then Quran study. Okay, so the warm up drills we're going to do are as follows. Warm up. Alright. I'm gonna write a sentence and I would like you to translate it into Arabic. Okay, I'm gonna write it in English and I want you to translate the sentence into Arabic. Okay. So the sentence is you can unmute, just but I would actually rather you type this answer out, because it'll give you a chance to think about it before you say it. Okay, so his father stood up. How would you say that? His father stood up. Very nice. What I can do is I can, you can send your answers to me only. I've changed the settings so that when you send the chat, it'll come to me only directly. All right, Ahsanti Sister Nadia, well done. His father. Ahsanti Sister Michelle. No, his father here is the fine. His father here is the fine. So the answer would be very good. His father is the fa'il. The fa'il has stood up. Okay? So we'll start with the fa'il qama. And then his father, that will be abuhu. Qama abuhu. That's how you would say it. That is exactly, this is out of where? Straight out of Ajrabiyyah. Yes or no, people? Right? Okay, very good. All right, now we will say, I hit. How would I say I hit? Okay, I hit his father. think about it before you write it. Not a nice thing to do. I hit his father, but still. Ahsan, this is Shamim. By the way, here, qama is the fi'il and abu is the fa'il, and that's why it is waw, because it's fa'il. Now, I hit his father. I am the fa'il. But then his father, the father is the maf'ul. Ah, ahsan, this is Shamim. Well done. Ahsan, this is Samasha, well done. The answer would be the Rob 2. Well done, Ismail. The Rob 2 Abaha. I'm sorry. Excuse me. The Rob 2 Abahu. I hit his father. Darab tu. Darab fa'il. Tu fa'il. Aba maf'ul. And it's one of the five nouns. And because it's one of the five nouns, it will be mansub with a fatha. And an alif. Like this. Fatha followed by an alif like this. And then this is your mudaf. And who is your mudaf ilayh? Make sense? All right, now I went. How would I say I went? What's the fair I'm thinking of? Dhahaba, very good. But I went. Dhahaba, he went. I went. Okay, very good. I went to his father. Okay. Ahsanti, Sister Nadia, Ahsanti. Ahsan Ismail, well done. Ahsan, this is Sister Michelle. Sister, I think you mean the Abdu. Alhamdulillah, Ahsanti. Ahsan, this is Sister Umziyad, very good. The Hab to. The Hab to. Ila. Ila what? Abihi, very good. Ila abihi. Now, what is dhahab fa'il to fa'il? Maf'ul, no maf'ul. But ila harjar, abi ism majroor is your related to fa'il. And abi is majroor with a ya, followed by the kasra. Excuse me, kasra followed by ya, because it is one of the Asma'ul Khamsa, it is also mudaf and mudaf ilayhi. And that's how we get the habtu ila abihi. Now, the ha turns into he. If you said abihu, that's okay, right? But in reality, it will be abihi because of phonetic reasons purely. You okay? All right. You with me? His father is righteous. Righteous, I'm thinking of a word. It's also a name of a prophet. Very nice. Santi, Sister Michelle, Sadia, Sister Umziad, Saul, may make it a Tanween, yeah? Excellent. Abu, who, righteous. Saw Lihun, Ahsanti, Sister Shamim. Saw Lihun. All right. Abuhu Salihun. Yes or no? Very good. All right. If you was to say, indeed, his father is righteous. Ahsanti, Sister Michelle, well done. Sister Umziad, Ahsant. Ahsanti, well done. In Ahsanti, Sister Shamim, well done. But not the khabar is not mansub. The khabar is not mansub. Ahsanti, Ismail. Inna Aba. Ha, good. Well, his father, yes, Ismail. Ahsanti, Sister Nadia. Indeed, Abahu. Abahu, his father. Salihun. What happened here? Well, Inna is your. Well, by the way, here, Abu was Mubtada, Salihun is Khabar, right? Here I have in, ism, here I have Harf Nasb Inna. Acting upon the Jumla Ismiya, and as it acts upon Jumla Ismiya, the Mubtada becomes Ism Inna, and it is Mansub. Mudaf and Mudaf Ilayhi, yes. Then I have Salihun, the Khabar of Inna, which is Marfu. Okay. Then I would say his father was righteous. What about that, people? Ahsanta Ismail. Ahsanti Sister Ziyad. Ahsanti, Sister Shamim, Sister Michelle, almost you got it. Not Salihatan. Salihan. Okay, very good. So let's say, Kana Abu Hu Salihan. Yes? Abu is now the ism of Kana. Mudaf, Mudaf Ilayhi, Salihan is your khabar of Kana. Khabar of Kana is Mansub. Right? Yes or no? All right, so that is some examples. Alhamdulillah. Of some warm-up drills just to show you how Abuhu, Abahu, Abihi, just like that. Okay, now let's see some Quran examples. But there's like a lot of like practice like this we can do, but I actually want to get to the ayat of Quran. Okay, so here is the ayah that we have firstly. MashaAllah, well done though. Quran study. Alright. All right, people. Ready? وَكَانَ تَحْتَهُ كَنْزٌ لَهُمَا. Okay, what means? What means and? Very good. كَانَ. He was. Kana, he was. All right. Tahtahu. Together again? Sorry, what do you mean, Nadia? Oh, as like, oh, not in private messages? Oh, sorry about that. Yes. All right. Yes. Now it's all like, everyone can do that. Tahtahu, tahtahu. Close, under is close, but under it. Under it slash him. What's frozen? Video? Oh, okay, all right, no problem. All right. All right, we are tahtahu, under him. Kanzun. Kanzun is a word that we haven't seen before. Any guesses? A treasure. Ahsanti, Sister Shamim. A treasure. A treasure. Lahuma. To them both, or for them both. Here, li, harjar li, makes more sense for it to mean for both of them. Right? Wakana. Wakana, and he was. All right. Now, I'm going to do this. Abuhuma. Abuhuma. Not two fathers. The father of them both. Their father. Right? Or father of, excuse me, them both. Now tell me, kana abuhuma, in that case, what would this mean? And there, not he was their father. That would be kana abahuma. He was, see, kana And then after this, Abu is marfu'. So it will become the ism kana, yes or no? Will become the ism kana, just like over here. Kana abuhu salihan. Exactly like this. So this will be, their father was, right? Or the father of them both was what? Salihan. Righteous. You see that? We did this right now. Exactly the same sentence, right? All right, excuse me. So that is very good. Let's do the running translation of this. That would be, and now look at this. Kana kanzun. Kana kanzun. He was under him a treasure, i.e., and a treasure for both of them was under it. You see? And their father of them both, Abu Huma, was righteous. This is talking about the story of the people of Kahf. Yes? I'm sorry. Ashabul, the Surah Kahf, the story of Khidr and Musa. Yes, thank you, Sir Ziyad. Let's look at the two sentences, shall we? Here is the first sentence. Again, notice the sentence will end at the wow. Okay, at the wow. So we write this here. This is a jumla ismiya, but has kana that's acting upon it. Okay. So I have kana, of course, is kana. Then I have ism kana. Ism kana will be a marfu ism. What is that? Ism kana. Kanzun, very good, is ism kana. Do I have khabar kana? Khabar kana, so technically, tahta is not it. Okay, if you said tahta as the khabar, I don't mind that. Okay. Treasure for both of them was under it. Technically, it is not applicable. Okay, and I'll remind you why. This is actually semantics. Really, it's like potato, potato, really. It's but I'm just trying to keep the semantics like in mind for you here. All right. You see this one? Related to khabar. This is page number 70, I believe, okay, of the book. All right, look at this. Related to khabar. It's either harf jar or ism majrur combo, correct? We've seen a lot of this, right? Or it is a dharf and mudaf ilayhi combo. Dharf is a special ism that denotes a place or time. Okay? Used mostly as mansub is the following list. And in that list is what? our word of the day right now. Tahta. Okay? It is used as mansub. So what we will say actually is tahtahu is related number one. Very nice. Tahtahu. Very good. And that is why you will notice that tahtahu related comes before the ism kana. Because as you can spot here, ism kana is what? Indefinite, right? That's it. Alhamdulillah. Good job. All right, related to is what? Lahuma. Very good. Lahuma is related to. Okay. Kana abuhuma saliha. Very similar. I have kana, the fi'l naqis, actually, oh sorry, fi'l naqis is kana. That's what I meant to write there. Not kana is kana. That's circular. Fi'l naqis is kana. Now, ism kana. Ism kana is Abu, and it is also Mudaf is Abu, very nice, and Mudaf Ilayhi is who, right? All right, it's a kana. Khabar kana. Oh, sorry, Abu Huma. Yes, sorry. Abu Huma. Khabar kana is. Khabar kana, people. Salihan. Very nice. Salihan. All right. Ahsantum. Ahsantum. That's very well done. Okay, people, mashallah. So that was our first example. That's a good review also of some concepts that we haven't seen in a while. Okay. All right, this is a very good ayah. But before we do that, actually, let's do this one. This is a little easier. These two are easier. Let's do them first, inshallah. Okay, so we get a little bit more out of this. Yeah, okay. MashaAllah, excellent examples that are so chosen. Samia here, Ustaz Samia. Very nice. All juicy and full of interesting things. All right. أَيُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَن يَأْكُلَ لَحْمَ أَخِيهِ مَيْتًا فَكَرِهْتُمُوهُ. Very powerful ayah. Ah, what is ah? Ah. Ah, is question, right? So is or do, right? Or even like whether. Do you agree? Yes or no? All right, very good. Sorry, I'm not crying. I have allergies. It's not a very emotional situation here. Oh, mashallah, they got it right. It's not like that. Yuhibbu. Yuhibbu. And you know, the box of Phoenix is Allahu Alam, where it is. Who has taken in where he has put it? Allah knows best. Yuhibbu. Yuhibbu is family four, which means he loves. He loves. Okay. It is not passive, by the way. Remember, passive, it's not a kasra, it becomes a fatha, right? But just it's a normal fi'l. The fi'l, by the way, I'll show you, family four fi'l, is ahabba you hibbu to love. To love. Okay. He loves. Ahadukum. Ahadukum. One of you all or one of you. All right, now translate. Yuhibbu ahadukum or ayuhibbu ahadukum. Translate ayuhibbu ahadukum. Think about it again. Ahsan Ismail, does one of you love, and then what we love is going to come afterwards. Does one of you love? Ahadu is what now? It's the fa'il. This is the tricky part about Arabic. The fa'il comes first. The fa'il comes second. In English, the fa'il first comes first in the sentence, the fa'il comes second. One of you love. So you gotta look at before you translate the whole thing. That's why we're doing it word by word, and then I put it together to see, can we put the pieces together? You see? Because without doing this, the meaning will become wrong. Ayuhibbu ahadukum. It has to be this way. This has to be your fa'il because it's marfu'. Does one of you love? Clear, inshallah. An means that. Ya'kula. Ya'kula. This is a fi'il we haven't seen before. But its correct answer is he eats. He eats. The fi'il we haven't seen before. Akala. He eats. Ya'kulu. The command tense is quite interesting. Any idea? Well done. Command tense is kul. You will ask me why did R1 get dropped. I'll explain that later, inshallah, at a different time. Just as a notice. Kul. Aklan. Al-akil. Al-ma'kul. Very cool, mashallah. To eat. Akala, he ate. Ya'kulu, he eats. Kul, you eat. Aklan, eating. Al-akil, the one who eats. Al-ma'kul, the thing that's eaten. In fact, in this family, family one. But R1 is what? Is a Hamza. And that's irregular. R1 is a Hamza. R2 is Kaf. R3 is Lam. R1 being Hamza also has some irregularities. Not always, but sometimes. Okay. But that's what to eat means, but we'll come back to this fair later, inshallah. And Ya'kula Lahma Lahm. And a friend who was learning Arabic, you know, how you take like, you know, classes, university about Arabic. And I think this is the only word that this man remembers, Lahm. So somebody taught him how to say that to like a shawarma shop, that I love meat. So that's all he say. Uhibbu lahm. Meat. Okay. Akhihi. Akhihi, his brother. All right. Lahma akhihi. His brother's, let's put the meat slash flesh of his brother, right? Correct? All right, very good. Maitan. Dead. All right, this one is a tricky one. Let's see if you get it. Fa. Fa. So. Karihtum. Kariha means to despise something. Fa karihtum. Karihtum. Come on, people. What is karihtum? Okay, dislike is okay. That's actually more of a Islamic meaning. Like, because makruh is something that's disliked. But linguistically, kariha means to despise something. Karihtum. Not just despise. Karihtum. What's the file? You all. Ahsant. You all. Karihtum, you all would despise who? 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 Not whom. Him or it. Okay. All right. Well, all right, let me explain for karihtumuhu. Abhor, excellent. All right, how many words are there? There is number one. Let's start one by one. What's the first one? Fa. Second part. Kari. Then third. Tum. And the fourth. Who, right? Yes or no? Are you with me, people? All right, let's try this. He despised. How would you say that? Kariha. Right? She despised. How would you say that? Kariha. Hat. Okay, very good. They despised. Karihu, very good. Excellent. You despised. You singular. Just you. Karita. Okay. You female. Despised. Karihti, okay. You all despised. Karihtum. Okay. I despised. Karihtu, very good. We despised. Karihna, we despised. Okay, very good. Sounds good? All right, let's do he despised him. Very good. Ga ri ha hu. Ga ri ha hu. She despised him. I hope this is not a situation in a marriage or something. Carry hat. Ooh. Carry hat. Ooh. You see that? They despised him. I hope you don't despise me afterwards. This is practice. I'm trying to get you all back in the flow. Carry who? Who? Right? You male despised him. You male. Just Nadia is rolling right now, mashallah. Kari ta hu. Excellent. Kari ta hu. All right. You female despised him. Karihtihi, very good. Even if it's a karihti hu is fine. I would accept that. Karihtihi is good. Karihtihi. You despise karihtihi him. All right, now finally. You all despised him. Okay, very good. Ready? Ready? Tum. Who? Do you notice something about this? The Arabs didn't like this. So what they would do? They would add a wow. Kari tumuhu. That's what they just total phonetics. That's why there's a wow here. That wow, fakarihtumuhu, that's what I was trying to explain to you, how it came. That's how it appeared. Pure phonetics. People, are you with me? Not, there's no like crazy, like nice reflection there. It's just phonetics. They didn't like the sound of karihtumuhu. So what would they do? Karihtumuhu. You with me, people? All right. You all would despise it. All right. Does sound better. It does. By the way, a lot of the Arabic, this is like pre-Islamic Arabic. It's a lot of it was just sound, right? They didn't, in fact, not a lot of it. They didn't write any of it. They didn't used to write. So for them, the phonetics were very important. That's why a lot of the peculiarities are found. But also in the peculiarities is the richness of the language. All right. So now then, let's try to translate the whole thing. Ayuhibbu ahadukum. Does one of you love and that ya'kula, that he eats lahma akhihi, the flesh of his brother, maitan, dead, i.e. after he's dead. I'm putting that in bracket to, like, you know, imply that. After he's dead. Question mark. فَكَرِهْتُمُوهُ. You would despise it. Right? What is this talking about? Anybody know? Backbiting. Right? It's like you're killing the person from behind their back. That's what it says. And it's not just killing the person from behind their back. It's like you're killing them and then consuming them. Astaghfirullah. That's a very brutal image. فَكَرِهْتُمُوهُ. You wouldn't like it. Right? All right, let's look at the i'rab of this quickly. Shall we? This is a jumla what? People, I know this is the tutorial is practice, so this is good practice, I'm hoping. Yes? It's a lot of stuff coming together. Jumla fi'liya. All right, very good. Fi'l. Is yuhibbu, very good. Now tell me the fa'il. فاعل is أحد. Very good. The فاعل is أحد, which is also مضاف and then مضاف إليه. That's why the meaning is يحب أحدكم. Correct. The pronoun of this فعل is hidden pronoun he. Correct. Right. Hidden pronoun he. But hidden pronoun he gets replaced by the outside doer. The فاعل that is ظاهر. Remember that? ظاهر ومضمر. وهو على قسمين ظاهر ومضمر. It says ظاهر. Correct? This is an outside فاعل. أحد was outside فاعل. مرفوع. And
sorry, Imam, I would think ahadukum would be maful ahad.
But then that would be ahadakum. Meaning won't make any sense. Does he love one of you? Right? Does one of you love? Do you see that? That's why when a guy asked you guys to put this together, yuhibbu fi'il and ahadu fa'il. And then mudaf mudaf ilayhi. Does that? Do you see how that works?
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. Now, this is the fi'l and fa'il. This is actually the first sentence. Okay. Oh boy, where is it? All right. Now the second sentence is. أن يأكل أخيه أن يأكل أخيه أن يأكل لحم أخيه. الحمد لله. Oh, sorry. All right, I gotta be back. Just give me a sec. I have to get Kleenex. All right, tell me the fa'il there. I'll be right back. Sorry. Coronavirus thing has got everybody running to the washroom to wash their hands. Allahu Akbar, what can you do? Okay. An is a harf of nasb, right? For the fi'il. Remember that? Right there. See, a harf nasb causes a present tense fi'il to become mansub. Correct? And right here was that list, harf nasb. An, lan, li, idhan, hatta. An, to, right? Okay. So this is why ya'kula is mansub because of an. But in terms of i'rab, it doesn't really play into the i'rab too much. Fi'il is ya'kula. Okay? You would say mansub because of an. Okay, you with me? Yes or no? Now fa'il. Is there a fa'il that's like outside door? No outside door. Very good. So this would be, if there's no outside door, no zahir, it will be a pronoun mudmar, which is hidden pronoun he. Right? And that's why we had over here. See, he eats. Maf'ul. Maf'ul is lahma. Very good. Lahma is also what? مضاف لحم. Excellent. مضاف إليه. Is what? أحسنت استنادي. Well done. أخي is مضاف. And then أخي is مضاف as well. And the مضاف إليه is he. You see that? مضاف مضاف إليه. This is an interesting situation here. Yeah, look at that. مضاف مضاف إليه. And then it is مضاف again. And then مضاف إليه. Does that make sense, people? You've seen that before, right? أن يأكل لحم أخيه. لحم is your مفعول. Okay. What does maitan leave that? Maitan is a complex. We haven't done this. We'll get to it in Ajumiya. And when we get to it, then I'll explain to you what maitan is. Okay? But you can see it's mansub, right? Yes or no? All right. That's very good. All right. Can we do one more quick ayah? This one. We'll just do like the translation of it quickly. Can we? Because I want to get that one as well, inshallah, for you in your notes. يختص برحمته من يشاء. Okay. يختص from the word خاص. From the word خاص, which means special. Right or specific. So يختصو is he specifies or he chooses. Okay, this is family 8. أحسنت يا إسماعيل. Well done, family 8. برحمته. Now please translate برحمته. Bi rahmatihi, there's like a ridiculous bug in our house. What can you do? With his mercy. Okay, and you notice I capitalized the H because as you can tell, this is talk about Allah. Okay, you can actually unmute your mic and just say this because we're going to do this quickly. Man.
Who?
Who? Ahsantum. يشاء.
He.
ما شاء الله.
He wills.
He wills. Very good. This is where the word comes from. شاء. يشاء. He wills. As you can notice, شاء يشاء has R2 as irregular and R3 as irregular. Very interesting word. من يشاء. All right. Wallahu.
And Allah.
And Allah, right? Dhu.
Dabna.
Possessor. Al Fadli, possessor of what, people? Al Fadli. The bounty or also grace, right? Grace. Al Azim. Favor, also good. The great. Okay. The bounty, the great. the great bounty, right? Yes or no? Quickly, let's look at this jumla right here. Wallahu dhul fadl azim. Mubtada is? Is what? The word Allah, right? The word Allah. Okay. Khabar. Oh, there is a marfu, isn't that marfu? There is one. Dhu, very nice. Dhu. Marfu, because of what?
The first marfu ism.
First marfu, second marfu ism, right? Khabar. First marfu is mubtada. But it is marfu' with the waw because it is what? One of the five nouns, asma'ul khamsa. Okay, very nice. One of the five. I like that. Mudaf dhu. Mudaf ilayhi is al-fadli. You see that? And what is al-fadli? And al-azimi, man'ud, is al-fadli. And na'at is al-azimi. Right? Walhamdulillah. The translation of this would be, and Allah is the what? The possessor of great bounty or grace. Make sense? That's why it is the khabar, the possessor. Okay, well, alhamdulillah, I think we got some pretty good activities done in the time that we had. Jazakumullahu khairan. I hope you're enjoying more Quran study and able to, you know, access inshallah more of the Quran. It is obviously, you know, not straightforward in the sense of the Arabic grammar application. The meaning and its pondering is not as complex, but what makes it complex is everything's kind of like coming together from different parts. So keep at it inshallah ta'ala, and don't give up. This is part and parcel of the learning process where everything slowly comes together. Okay, inshallah ta'ala, I will see you all bi'idhnillahi ta'ala Monday, when we will inshallah try to complete the chapter of marfu'at.
Imam, can I ask you one question? Have we had our results yet for the assignment we did last?
I know. I.
No, okay, don't worry.
It's a long story, Shamim. But I'm working towards getting them to you ASAP.
Okay, inshallah.
I appreciate your patience. Thank you very much. Thank you. Take care, everybody. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.